Hi guys, welcome to Learn Kenyan Law with Wanjiko. I am your host, Wanjiko Mwangi. And as you know, for the past weeks, we've been talking about KSL. We've had different episodes. You know, we've had the introductory episode. We've also talked about how do you survive KSL. We've also talked about how do you ensure that you pass your oral exams and how do you ensure that you pass your projects. We've also talked about on how do you prepare for your examinations and how do you find your pupillage. And now we've also talked about whether it's advisable to go online or rather physical and the career that ATP program opens up for you. So for this episode, we're going to be talking about the path that you can use if you're not eligible to join KSL. We have had people who have done their diploma in law, and they also now did their bachelor's in law. But because of the requirements, the eligibility criteria that is used in KSL, they're unable to take the ATP program. And of course, my friends have been disappointed just because they didn't have a mean grade of a C+, or rather just because they never got a B or above in English or Swahili. And so the question is, which path can they take after they've done their diploma and their bachelor's? Karibu sana, Wycliffe, introduce yourself.
It's okay, thank you a lot, Wanjiku. I'm Wycliffe Owino, co-host Lanlo with Wanjiku, advocate trainee at Kenya School of Law, a love of podcasts into that. So today we'll be talking about what are the avenues that are available for you. Let's say KSL hasn't opened doors for you and everything. So I'll give a disclaimer. Disclaimer is that first of all, is that we're just sharing our views and from understanding because you have done a lot of research onto this.
Yes.
So, first of all, you need to bring your attention that this matters a matter which have been in court because KSL have been taken to court because of these issues.
Yes, a couple of times.
Yeah, the High Court and everything. So, now the question is that a person who have done diploma in law and say, let's say also you're now doing a degree in law. Unless you have done a diploma in law and everything, so and you really zealous person, you want to do law and everything, then what are the avenue of that you have for you to still be in the law field but you can practice? The first thing I can say, ADR. ADR stands for Alternative Dispute Resolution, because one thing, nothing stops you from doing ADR because you haven't gone through KSL. Because one thing, nowadays, law firms have multidisciplinary, what do you call it? We have multidisciplinary law firms.
Yes.
Where they deal with consultancy, mm-hmm. ADR, yeah. You know, and everything. So when it comes to issue of consultancy and ADR, it's a really important stuff. And you can also be a court annex mediator when it comes to issues of ADR, because nothing stops you from doing that. Exactly. So you can venture into ADR and it can pay you well. That means you need to look for institution like Nairobi Center of there's Nairobi Center of International Arbitrators.
Yes.
There is CAL Mediators, also they teach about that. There is Strathmore ADR. There's Strathmore ADR dispute sector that
yes.
They also teach about ADR and everything. We have chartered for arbitrators.
Yes.
Instead of arbitrators over there, someone like Dr. Kariuki, exactly, a well-known arbitrator.
Yeah.
Dr. Mutubwa, also chairman of Chartered of Arbitrators Kenya branch. So you can do a lot when it comes to this. So just you need to have a passion over it because it provides you have avenue for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can do a mediation, let's say for a period of 1 year, then you'll be certified. You can take those cases because there's a lot of cases.
For sure.
There's a lot of law firms which deal with mediation. They can employ you because nowadays law firms have interdisciplinary mechanism. You know, we have accountants, we have surveyors in the same law firm, we have auditors, also have mediators. And you don't have to have gone through Kenya School of Law for you to become a mediator, something like that.
True.
So that is really an avenue for you to be in.
Yeah, and if I can add something when it comes to the ADR here in Kenya.
Yeah.
When it comes to our Vision 2030, especially under the judiciary here in Kenya, the vision is that ADR is going to be a necessity. You know, before you take your case to court, at least the first avenue that you'd have tried is ADR so that you can avoid the backlogs in cases. And if you look at the a country like South Africa, this is something that they do, and this is something that is tested there for you.
Even
to
in Kenya too, Kenya is a very big thing right now.
So for you to take a case before you go to court in South Africa, you need to prove that indeed you used the ADR. At least here in Kenya, sometimes you just go to court without necessarily proving that, you know, you went through ADR. But we're saying that is the future. So I do agree with you. ADR is really important.
As a future, because like there are some books, Dr. Kariuki. Dr. Kariuki are very well known. Exactly. I've written a lot of books when it comes to issue of ADR and everything, mm-hmm. ADR and environmental law. So you need to choose your path. So at least this is an avenue which need a lot of people, because ADR is really, really fundamental. So don't sit there and think about, you know, I can't go to Kasi like I'm advocate, my time is over. No, you can do that.
Yeah.
Then the other thing that you can do when it comes to it's ADR, you can also work in courts. You know, you can work in courts as a legal researcher. You know, to these judges. Yeah, as a legal researcher, you can be a legal researcher for a company. Yeah, you can be a legal researcher for an institution. We have a lot of NGOs. Exactly. You can be a legal researcher for this. You can work with the NGOs. You can also, you can also assist in legal aid. Yeah, you can come with your own foundation, you can come with your own organization, assist in legal aid, because legal aid is an area which is really, really important. There's a lot of NGOs which support legal aid. There's a lot of issues with support legal aid. So, yes, you can go to court, but you can assist in, let's say, in ADR, and also in issues of legal aid. Then the other thing I can talk, you can also look for certification in some other areas. Yeah, there's a lot of, let's say you want to be an insurance broker, legal broker, something like that. You can go to Kenya School of Insurance. Do that course for 1 year. I think it's not that cheap. It's not that expensive, but it's affordable. You can take that risk. Then at least you can have issue, because we have issues of tacking down of insurance, tacking down of everything. So you can look for this certification area. Exactly. Then you can maybe also be a legal analyst into some area of exactly. You can be called for a talk show. You can be an expert into something, and you don't. Because the only thing which limits you, I can say, is there's a book I read. I remember I forgot the name. Is that what limits you is a certificate, let's say the advocate. But you cannot, you can be an expert in an area. You can continue doing research. You can open your own website, online start consultancy, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other avenue available is podcasting, what we're doing over here. Exactly. You can venture into podcasting by educating the public and everything.
Yes, creating but awareness. Yeah,
but when you're doing that, you need to be aware of the legal principles, that you need to give a disclaimer, because what you're sharing is your view and the law.
True.
And so there's a lot of avenues. Someone just need to look at what goes into it on their passion, and they can go into it that perspective wise.
Ah, great. I feel like you've really tackled this question in a very good way, because you're basically saying you can choose to be a guru in an area. Just going to ATP the lack of going to ATP doesn't stop you. Another key thing that I've heard you talk about, and I really agree with you, is certification. You know, you can get certification for insurance. You can get certification for basically anything when one wants to go bankrupt and all that. You can get certification in whichever field that you choose to, you know, indulge in. So
also sorry for cutting you short. I also forgot. You can also choose the path of academia.
Yeah, definitely. 100% academia. You can choose to. You've also talked about being a legal researcher.
Exactly.
You've also talked about being a legal analyst. We can also talk about you being a rapporteur, especially if you have a background in journalism
and legal aid too.
Yeah, and we've also talked about legal aid. And for me, when we were talking about this, the one thing that was coming in my mind is the fact that I always motivate people to probably ensure that law is their second degree. If I was asked, I would probably advise more people to first of all have their own certain areas and then now come to law.
Because in other jurisdictions, you'll find law is a second degree.
Most of the European jurisdictions, actually, law has to be a second degree. That way, if, for example, you had done procurement and then now you come to law school and you have your undergrad in law, you see, there's a way you can merge your first degree and your second degree. without even necessarily going to ATP, you know. So there's a lot of avenues around that. So in case you are not eligible to go to KSL and you have a first degree, you can always find a way where you can merge, you know, your first degree and your second degree. So again, Wycliffe, thank you so much for joining us during this series of the KSL series. And I feel like this series has been really informative. And again, guys, if you have any questions, any concern, especially when it comes to what we've been talking about, or rather if you want us to tackle any kind of topics, feel free to reach out. But for now, that's going to be it. Make sure you subscribe, make sure you share, make sure you continue learning a lot. That's going to be it, guys. Bye.
Thank you.